General Babacar Gaye is the force commander of the UN peacekeeping mission in the DRC. He says government troops are pushing the rebels north towards a town called Kibeliwe.
There is a need for the Congolese authorities to warn the population that they need to leave this area as soon as possible, because unfortunately there will be operations, I'm afraid, in Kibeliwe.
He says the military is still working with humanitarian organizations and the population itself to decide where the civilians should go.
It is not decided yet where they are going to move, but the best solution would be to have a safe haven for them somewhere, maybe towards east or towards west or towards south, rather than towards north.
Around 40,000 civilians live in Kibeliwe, including around 15,000 internally displaced people. UN spokesman Michel Bonadeau says the majority of the displaced are ethnic Tutsis. Rebel leader Nukunda says he is fighting to protect ethnic Tutsis from ethnic Hutu former rebels, who he says are supported by the Congolese government. Bonadeau says displaced Tutsis are inclined to support Nukunda rather than the National Army. He adds there have been reports of Nukunda's forces recruiting in displacement camps. There have also been reports of the rebel leader using the population as a human shield. Meanwhile, food delivery to displacement camps is suspended after the UN World Food Programme this week blocked aid delivery due to insecurity in the region. Aya Schneerson, director of the World Food Programme in the provinces of North and South Kivu, says she hopes some deliveries will begin again soon. But, she says, with displaced people again forced to flee their camps, delivering aid will be even harder. Selah Hennessy for VOA News, Goma.